The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we have a very special three-hour show to present for you. It might go longer than 3 hours now, though. I'm not really restricted by time here on the internet, am I? In any case, we're going to listen to music from the films of director Joe Johnston. I used to do these type of programs back on terrestrial radio, looking back at the career of not only composers, but also directors and the composers that they worked with. I felt that that's an exercise that I had already done, been there, done that. But looking back on the career of director Joe Johnston, and especially with his new film coming out, which will be due out shortly in theaters, called Captain America, The First Avenger, featuring music by Alan Silvestri, I thought we'd look back at the career of director Joe Johnston. Not because he is the greatest director out there. A lot of the films that he has created I do enjoy. However, looking back at the music composed for those films, I'm impressed by how good the music is for each and every one of his films. I can't find a bad score in any of the films that Joe Johnston has created as director. Now, some of you might not know, but Joe Johnston actually began his career in Hollywood as a concept artist and effects technician on the original Star Wars, directed by George Lucas. His association with Lucas would later prove fruitful, as he won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects for his work on Raiders of the Lost Ark in 1981. He continued on working on many films as an effects expert and moved on to producing. He actually produced the 1988 film directed by Ron Howard called Willow, and then would make his directorial debut with the hit in 1989, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He followed that up with the comic book adaptation of The Rocketeer, and before moving on to The Pagemaster in 1994, he worked on the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles in 1993. After The Pagemaster, Johnson would work on the Robin Williams vehicle, Jumanji, an underrated film, and Johnson would then switch gears from an effects-driven film to something more personal, and actually received some critical acclaim for October Sky, released in 1999. Johnston would also work on the second sequel to the Jurassic Park series. He made a boatload of cash with that film. He followed up with the Western Hidalgo, a wonderful movie as well, and then took a six-year hiatus before coming back in 2010 with a remake of the 1941 horror classic, The Wolfman, starring Benicio del Toro and Anthony Hopkins. And Johnston is back with his film Captain America, The First Avenger, which comes out in the next few days. Now, as I look back at the filmography of Joe Johnston, I thought to myself, and as I mentioned this before, there isn't a bad score in the lot So I went back and listened to them all, and all these scores are superb. So I thought that since Johnston is coming out with a new film, a chance for us to play music from Alan Silvestri's new score, we thought we'd go back and reflect on the career of Joe Johnston and the music composed for his films. So coming up during this first hour, you're going to hear music from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Rocketeer. We'll hear a few selections from the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles and The Pagemaster, second part, Jumanji, October Sky, Jurassic Park 3. And the last part of our show, we will hear music from Hidalgo, The Wolfman, and then we'll premiere music from Captain America. So we start with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids back in 1989. And this, of course, was the directorial debut of Joe Johnston. And the film tells the story of an inventor who accidentally shrinks his and his neighbor's kids to a quarter of an inch with his electromagnetic shrink ray and sends them into the backyard with the trash. Rick Moranis stars as Wayne Szalinski, the inventor who accidentally shrinks his children. The film actually debuted quite well. It was number two on opening weekend behind Batman. The composer for the film was James Horner, and Joe Johnston had just recently worked with Horner. Horner had produced the music for Willow, and Joe Johnston was a producer of that film. Horner wrote an entertaining score, however, as most of us in the film music community know, that Horner ran into some legal trouble with his score. Disney was sued by the estates of two separate composers for the uncredited use of their music in the film. Raymond Scott for his powerhouse theme, which is performed in the main title, and Nita Rota's estate sued Horner for use of one of his themes from Amarcord. The rest of it's pretty much unoriginal as well, but as I said, it's highly entertaining. As mentioned, you get the Raymond Scott influence, Danny Elfman's Pee-wee's Big Adventures in there, but then again, he was influenced by Nita Rota. You hear David Grusin's The Goonies in the score as well. Even Horner quotes from his own previous scores, Willow, Aliens. The four-note danger motif is in the score as well. But you know what? This is probably the most enjoyable derivative score I have ever heard from Horner. And Sean Murphy's recording is great. And the London Symphony Orchestra really stepped up and did a magnificent job in performing this score. The album released by Entrada Records is a strong, strong presentation of the score, and it's a lot of fun. And just as a note, if you listen to the Entrada album, there's a theme in there that would eventually become the bad guy theme in The Rocketeer, a score that James Horner would work on with Joe Johnston a few years later. And now to open up our Joe Johnston retrospective, here is music composed by James Horner from the 1989 film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Thank you. Music from the film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, score composed and conducted by James Horner, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. The original soundtrack recording is available on Intrada Records.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program as we are featuring music from films directed by Joe Johnston. A few years after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in 1991, The Rocketeer was released. The Rocketeer is, of course, a superhero created by the writer and illustrator Dave Stevens, and the character first appeared in 1982 and is a homage to the Saturday matinee heroes of the 30s and 40s. The film stars a wonderful cast. Billy Campbell plays the Rocketeer. There's Jennifer Connelly, Alan Arkin, Timothy Dalton, and Paul Sorvino. The film was released in June of 1991 and, for some strange reason, didn't find an audience. The film pretty much bombed at the box office. I think the film is great. Anyone who likes Raiders of the Lost Ark and any type of science fiction is really going to enjoy The Rocketeer, and contains some highly entertaining action sequences. The score, composed by James Horner, I think is one of the greatest scores James Horner has ever composed. It's a masterpiece, and it's one of the finest adventure scores ever composed. And as you listen to it, there is more than just action. I'm going to single out the love theme, Jenny's theme, and boy, what a love theme this is. A lyrical, long-line theme that is rarely heard in film music these days. Some have been hoping for an expanded treatment of this score. I would have to say that the album released by Hollywood Records is pitch perfect. Not sure how hard it is to find this album, but if you do, I think the major highlights are already on this album, and it's a wonderfully produced album as well. And getting back to recording engineer Sean Murphy, who worked on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, this one is just one of his finest recordings. Just listen to that Hollywood orchestra soar, especially during the flying circus action sequence, which opens up our suite. And now, music from The Rocketeer, released in 1991, score composed and conducted by James Horner.
Thank you.
The glorious music from the 1991 adventure film The Rocketeer, with original score composed and conducted by James Horner, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Hollywood Records.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
That was a lengthy piece from the Young Indiana Jones Chronicle, the episode Princeton 1916, with score composed by Lawrence Rosenthal. That episode of the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles was the only one directed by Joe Johnston, and is less an adventure episode as it is kind of a love story between Indiana Jones, young Indiana Jones, and his girlfriend Nancy. Now, there is some mystery and suspense in this episode as Indy and Nancy unexpectedly find themselves in the midst of a crime involving a kidnapping and the theft of Edison's storage battery plans. This all takes place against the background of the upcoming prom and the problem of having a car dazzling enough to outshine the competition. The music composed by Lawrence Rosenthal, as in his own words, echoes the lyrical Princeton themes of earlier episodes, also includes an oily characterization of Indy's slick-haired rival for Nancy's affections played on the baritone sax in a wild and hectic car chase that takes place in the film. It's a wonderful 7-minute up-tempo piece that we will play for you right now. Here's music from the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. This episode, Princeton 1916, made its debut in 1993, with music composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal. Music from the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal for the episode Princeton 1916. The tracks that we featured come off the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles Volume 3 album, available on Verez Saraband Records. Director Joe Johnston returned to the silver screen with The Pagemaster. It was half live action, half animation. Joe Johnston took care of the live action portions of the film, while Maurice Hunt took care of the animation side of the film. The film starred Macaulay Culkin, Christopher Lloyd, Patrick Stewart, Whoopi Goldberg, Frank Welker, and Leonard Nimoy. The film didn't do very well at the box office, but the kids loved it. And yet again, James Horner was back for his fourth collaboration with Joe Johnston. And what he put together is yet another superb score. I think it's an underrated effort from Horner. Again, it's a score that not a lot of people talk about. And it's absolutely spectacular. Features big, bold themes for pirates, dragons, monsters, and wizards. Fans of Willow, if you love that score, you're going to love this album if you haven't heard it. This film is pretty much a film composer's dream, in that there are five or six different musical genres that can fit into the score. Here, Horner was given the opportunity to write, as I said, some pirate music, horror music, adventure music, some tender emotional music, fantasy music. It's all over the board. And Horner hit the ball out of the park with this one, as all of those elements come together seamlessly. He weaves them all together into one cohesive whole. It seems like Horner always does well with animation films. Land Before Time, An American Tale, Balto, and Pagemaster is no different. Yes, the album is hard to find, but if you do find it for a very good price, you will not be disappointed. And the performance by the London Symphony Orchestra is again spectacular, and another superb recording by Sean Murphy. And now, here's music from the 1994 film, The Pagemaster.
Thank you. Thank you.